Good day to you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marlon Dale Ferreira for Cricket on the Go. Cricket on the Go is pleased to bring you the post-match coverage at the end of day one of the second test played between England and New Zealand at Edgbaston. New Zealand pace trio ripped through England batting. New Zealand left-arm fast bowler Trent Boult had a double blow in the final session to power his team ahead, but Lawrence put his head down and ground it out in the middle, helping England reach 258 for 7 at stumps on Thursday, ending an even first day of Test cricket. Dan Lawrence's unbeaten half-century helped England reach some consolation on the opening day of the second Test after New Zealand had their noses ahead and tailed off. A 47-run stand for the 7th wicket between Lawrence and Ollie Pope was crucial for England, who were reduced to 175 for 6 at one stage. Mark Wood then kept Lawrence company in the middle as the pair took England to safety. Wood remained unbeaten on 16, whilst Lawrence ended the day on 67, having added 36 runs for the 8th wicket. New Zealand made a marvellous comeback after having gone wicketless in the opening session. The Pacers used a swing on offer and with their immaculate line and lengths, sent back the cream of England's batsmen. Boult struck in successive overs after tea to get the set Rory Burns for 81 and James Bracey for a golden duck, his second in two games after one on debut at Lord's. He set up Burns beautifully by bowling two straight deliveries before getting one to swing away. No footwork meant Burns ended up with an edge. Bracey too went after a fuller and wider delivery that was edged to slip. Lawrence and Pope had nervous moments as New Zealand's bowlers kept them at bay. In the final hour of play, Ajaz Patel trapped Stone leg before as the batsman went down on his knee attempting to sweep. Patel picked up his second wicket for the game, creating a problem for New Zealand selectors. After a morning session that belonged to England, New Zealand rode back into the contest after lunch with 4 wickets. England lost 3 wickets for 13 runs in the first few overs after lunch, with Burns once again left to battle through. It was the first time since 2011 that England opening pair batted out an opening session of a home test, with Burns and Dom Sibley navigating New Zealand's attack with ease after opting to bat first. On the last ball of the first over after lunch, Matt Henry struck with a short of a length good ball that straightened slightly to take the edge as Sibley was dismissed for 35, ending their 72-run stand. Neil Wagner then struck an over later too, adding to Zach Crawley's woes, forcing him to edge one after an in-swinger was followed up with an away-angling fuller delivery. New Zealand's pacers had their tails up after they were able to find more movement through the air after the break. They bowled immaculate lines and lengths and tested the England batters. Henry then outdid Joe Root with a good length ball just outside the off as the batsman succumbed to late away swing as England's wickets kept falling in a heap. Burns, with a calm head, revived England's innings with Ollie Pope as the 4th wicket pair added 42. Pope and Burns kept the scoreboard ticking and patiently built their stand. Burns reached a 50 for the second time in 3 innings, following up from his century at Lord's, once again standing tall with wickets falling all around him. It wasn't until Pope went after a short and wide delivery from Patel to get a feather to the keeper that the partnership was broken with tea in sight. In the final hour of play, runs came thick and fast as the new ball found the boundaries. New Zealand lost both their remaining reviews in a bid to end the swelling stand, but England's batsmen ensured no further damage was done. This is Marlon Dale Ferreira signing off for Cricket on the Go.